There's a new all-star album of Cajun music, and it's a tribute with a twist. The artists on this CD have become famous singing other kinds of music. Nick Lowe, Patty Griffin, Richard Thompson, and Linda Ronstadt are among the singers featured on Evangeline May. The CD's title refers to Evangeline Parish, which is deep in the heart of Cajun country, but only the backup band has roots in the area. This crossover was the idea of Cajun musician and historian Anne Savoie. She spoke to NPR's Renee Montagne.
Musicians outside the tradition rarely experience the particular charms of playing Cajun music. That's partly because it's sung in the antique French of southwest Louisiana, and partly because the music draws so deeply on a rich and isolated culture. When she came up with the idea of this tribute a few years ago, Anne Savoie was well aware of how much the music was intertwined with the long and often sad story of the Cajuns.
The actual Cajuns originally came from New Brunswick in Prince Edward Island in Nova Scotia. Were deported in that terrible moment in history when the French were coming to bear arms against the English that were ruling Canada at that time, and they asked the Acadians to leave because they wouldn't bear arms against the French. But the music itself was, of course, brought down in the hearts of these basically French people from Canada. And by the time they got to Louisiana and they started mixing and being with all these other people, and then the accordion got invented, you have the Afro-American culture here, which had a powerful influence on the music. And by the time it all got stirred up in a big pot of gumbo, you ended up with quite a mélange.
Why bring in artists not associated with Cajun music and who don't even speak the language? I mean, what was there artistically that you saw that couldn't have been done by, you know, just legendary Cajun musicians?
What I wanted to do is to bring out this sort of heart of Cajun music, you know, to just squeeze out the essence of it with these vocalists who were not Cajun but that were wonderful singers from every walk of music. You know, it's not supposed to be, this is Cajun music, the definition of it. It was more, they love Cajun music, the artist on there.
Pick a tune that we could play that would give us an entree into the kind of, here's the musician that we might know, and here's how that person sounds singing in French, in Cajun French.
Let's play Diggy Liggy Low by John Fogerty. He was very knowledgeable about Cajun music. He had old Cajun records by Iry Lejeune, Amédée Ardoin. He said, I don't want to make a, you know, like a Los Angeles version of it. He said, I want to play the real chanky chank accordion, real thing. And so he came up with this version of the classic Diggy Liggy Low, Diggy Liggy La.
You know, singing Cajun music, you listen to this and you think, okay, do you just have to say something like, hola, or something?
He was doing Cajun yells and everything in the studio, and eh là-bas, and lâche pas la patate, and saying all these little Cajun phrases, and he got his guitar out. He wanted to have this funky little John Fogerty groove going through there, which you can hear, that's the electric guitar on top.
The one artist who seemed to have taken this to the nth degree of seriousness was David Johansen with his tune, Ma Mule.
Absolutely, to the nth degree of seriousness. David Johansen was trying to recreate as if it was an old Cajun man sitting in his kitchen just recording into a little microphone. But this was all recorded in his studio where they layered together every funky element they could imagine in the most backwoods recording they could find. He brought children in from the neighborhood that couldn't play the fiddle very well. I mean, they were like Suzuki violinists, and he said, play this Cajun song so that it would sound like very rudimentary, beating shoes on boxes, and I mean, he just really went hardcore with it.
Rodney Crowell wrote in the liner notes, and it's a wonderful thing that sort of comes out in a lot of the songs. He says, Cajun music is best consumed outdoors like watermelon. It's hard to partake without getting it on you. And he did a, it's called Blues de Bosco. How traditional is that?
It's totally a traditional song. It's one of the early Cajun blueses, really. It's been heard, played on street corners by left-handed fiddlers in the back in the 20s. And it's about a wild man riding around on his horse, and all of his luck has fallen through. He gets home, his house is burned down. His wife is taken off with another man. He's walking down the railroad track. His little cow is dying of hunger. He's looking for oats for his little calf. And Rodney really loved the words of it. It says, I've got the world in a jug, and I've got the cork in the other hand. Actually, Cajun music is very, very sad for the most part. I mean, it's sort of deceptively happy music, but the lyrics usually are very tragic stories. Most of the songs are total heartbreakers.
Quand j'ai parti de la maison, j'avais fait mon idée. J'étais parti pour
Linda Thompson's cut of the La Valse de Balfa, the Balfa Waltz. It's a person leaving their house with the thought of finding the one they love. The one they love is left. They finally get to the person they love. They open the door and they find someone else with them. And that totally breaks their heart. They'd rather die than have this moment take place. They say, if I had 5 days left in my life, I would give 3 of the 5 to spend the other 2 with you.
Si j'ai 5 jours dans ma vie. Passer les deux autres avec toi, j'aimerais mourir dans tes bras.
Is there almost a particular musical thing that you might find a thread through any of these tunes that was hard to do? I mean, and that you were happy when these artists got it?
Well, basically, I wouldn't have mentioned to the singers how I wanted them to sing their singing style, because that was the unique thing they were bringing to it. Some of them chose to make that high, through-the-nose, lonesome Cajun sound. Some of them used their own sorrowful voice, their voice of lamentation. I think the main thread that pulls it all together, there are two things, and that would be this certain drone sound that is like a low hum. It's one of the open strings on the fiddle that you hear in Cajun music, and you can hear that do a lot of these songs, particularly the sad ones. And on the happy songs, the thing you hear is this extremely buoyant rhythm. You know, that's a crucial element in happy Cajun songs. It's what makes Cajun music hot.
The Vagabond Special from the CD Evangeline Made, a tribute to Cajun music, produced by Anne Savoie. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.